With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the final episode of season one.
I'm actually really sad. This is the last episode.
I can't believe how quick it's gone.
It's gone so quick.
I remember the first time we sat down in these chairs and we were so petrified. And we were like, hi.
Like,
in the first episode, we're a bit orcs.
I think at the very beginning, we're awkward as... I think it's because we just sat down and just did it.
We were so scared. And
I think in my head, I was like, oh, we'll do this a second time and do it again.
Yeah, but we didn't.
The guy was like, no, it sounds great.
That sounds great. We're like, well, it didn't sound great because we're shutting ourselves.
But yeah, it's the last episode, season one.
So I can't believe it. We've got a little girl talk with us today.
We're going to talk about ghosting. We're going to talk about being in a rut. We have some good things here because it's the last episode. So
we're ending on a bang. We did have a few plans to get maybe some guests or whatever, but we thought we'd just end it on us.
And I think we're going to save them for season two.
Season two is going to be full of like guests. More different guests and perspectives and, you know, people who are going to bring, you know, real insight.
That's what we want.
We don't want...
Because that's what we want. We want someone else's... Because often we have quite a similar view.
Yeah.
And we tend to go down the same road. So I think we want someone else who just can offer a totally different
light.
Who's
got a lot of wisdom and maybe more beyond our years.
Yeah.
Who can offer, you know, what we can't offer.
Yeah.
So that's what we're thinking.
So, okay, we're going to start off as we always do with our shout out.
Firstly, disclaimer.
A little disclaimer, like we said last time.
We are not medical professionals. We're not professional advisors. So really, we don't really know what we're talking about.
If you really feel like you're in a bit of a bad way or want some serious help, then you should always seek the advice of a professional, the health professional.
Please see your GP with your serious problems.
Yeah, and also we want to say that we're talking about these problems very generally from a very broad perspective. You know, we don't want... We're not focusing in on individuals.
No.
We're just looking at it from an outsider's view, and we want to keep things broad because we all have the same dilemmas, and that's what we've really noticed on this podcast, that everyone sends in a very similar thing. So even though we've chose to pick out and read out one email, we're really referring to the hundreds of others that we've got.
Exactly.
And we're focusing more on the actual issue.
Like, we don't read your dilemma or you never sent something in, but you were hoping something similar comes up. I hope you can relate to everything we have to say here.
Me too.
And regardless whether you've been through that situation yet or whatever, you're prepared and you kind of know what view to think and how this boy is thinking or how it could plan out and how you should prepare yourself or whatnot, you know? Baby.
So, our shout out for episode 10, season 1.
Favourite lady from day numero uno. Now, Barbara, Persian Babe.
The Persian Babe.
When me and Sophia put out our very first little weird
YouTube video
of us like jigging around to weird outfits, Barbara commented and we freaked.
We cried.
I think it must have had 500 views, maybe 1,000 views.
No. I remember
that.
Literally had like, I want to say like 50 to 100 views.
Jesus Christ, and Barbara, you're so nice.
I remember Barbara commented on it because I think we literally had like 5 subscribers.
Yeah.
And when Barbara commented on it, I think we gained like 100 subscribers.
Jesus.
And we were crying like, oh my God, this is it. Because it was the first day the video went out. It was our first ever video. And like Barbara, the Persian Babe, who we love the most.
We admired, like, Everything she bought, like, I used to watch her hauls and be like,
all her Zara hauls.
Make notes, be like, I'm going to get that, I'm going to get that, and get it all. It was just
for her to
did.
Comment. I would always say she gave us like our first little push.
She did, and she always supported us from the beginning. And we still need to meet her because it's really sad.
We want to get her on the podcast, actually.
We're going to get Barbara.
We want you on the podcast.
We've been thinking about it.
She's a pharmacist as well, which I love. Like, she's not full-time YouTube. She's not full-time Insta. She's a pharmacist. It's incredible.
Insta handle. She's been posting a lot more now.
Yes, she has.
Because she hasn't been... She's not as active as she used to be because she's a pharmacist. She has a real life job. I'll give you her real Insta handle. Barbara P. Babe. So B-A-R-B-A-R-A. P babe, and her style is beautiful. She's so wise.
She's so intelligent, and she's just such really nice, like just a normal girl, like a normal online presence.
She's amazing.
And like in her halls, you know, she's not trying to be someone that she's not. She's just a really nice she seems like such a lovely down to earth normal girl, which I think is what we all need in this space.
Like, we've been obsessed with her from years. Since I was like 14.
Yeah, so we love
her. We're still obsessed with her. So, Barbara, we love you.
Love you, Barb.
And everyone go check her out.
Okay. Right, we're going to start the episode talking about ghosting.
Do you know what? Being ghosted. I think it's so cruel. Like, there is nothing more heartbreaking or mean, I think, that can do than ghosting. I think you, like, someone always deserves an explanation.
So, listen to this.
Right.
This girl's been talking to this guy, messages her every day on Instagram. Everything.
It's not funny because it's sad and it's heartbreaking. But what he said, like, to get out of
it's
crazy. It's fucking weird.
So everything was going well, and he was really sweet. They would talk nonstop every day,
honestly.
And they were planning on going on a date, which he suggested. Okay,
yeah.
So he suggested they go on this date.
He wanted this.
He would talk to me about our futures together and how our families would get along.
Oh my god!
I don't really spend much time talking to guys normally, unless I know there's a future, and I felt like I was reassured.
Yeah.
Then one morning he messages me, as he would every other day. And said his phone was dying and he was going to run some errands and will message me when he gets back. He hasn't come back. It's been over a week.
I'm sorry. That's
right?
Disgusting.
We're laughing because of just how comical this boy is.
Right. Okay. Think about it. His phone could have broken for the whole week.
No, that's not happened.
True,
come
because
on.
He would... Yeah, okay. That's not happened. Because
that's not happened.
He could have gone on his sister's or his brother's Insta, sent you a DM. Sorry, babe, my phone's broken.
That's a load of bullshit,
but the fact that he came up with this intricate lie and it's been gone for a week, it's almost laughable.
What do we think about ghosting? Have you ever been ghosted?
I'm trying to think.
I've been ghosted. Let me think.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure I've been ghosted.
Definitely... Oh my God, Sophia actually hit really quite badly.
Yeah! What an idiot. Yeah, so I was talking to this guy.
Shit!
Yeah.
He's a not nice boy.
This guy came...
I'll name you.
This guy came out of nowhere. I knew him before, but then he just basically came out of nowhere.
But he pursued you.
He pursued me a lot.
You never once would pursue him.
No, because I wouldn't dare. He's way too, like, whatever.
Because he was older and whatnot.
Yeah.
He came after you. Anyway, go on.
1,000%. And then I remember it was sort of like, he kept asking, like, let's go on a date. And I'd be like, yeah,
sure. He was the eager one.
Yeah.
I remember.
And because I was a bit like, oh, I don't really know about this and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah, let's go on this date tomorrow at 3:00. It'd be like tomorrow, let's say it was the next day at like
evening.
Midday. And I'd be like, are we still on for 3:00?
Oh,
and he just wouldn't reply. And I was like,
oh my God,
okay.
It literally gets to like.
I remember us two being in Zara, like, I'm supposed to be going on this date at 3:00, but I don't think it's happening because I've not heard from him yet.
Jesus.
And it would be like, say, 10 o'clock that night, oh, sorry about today, whatever. And obviously, because I was like,
rude.
I was actually 17, so I was like, oh, it's okay, like, whatever, blah, 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 trying to be cool. And
he
then
must
I
have
think,
been
19? I think this happened like, 2 more times, just like weird cancelling. And then I remember it was, Yeah, and then I think eventually, like, it was like he arranged a date and I was like, oh, you know, we still on, whatever. And then I think he just, like, literally ghosted.
But then, you went on a date. You had a great time,
yes,
I remember.
We did. And we did go on a date. And he was like, I really want to see you again.
Yeah, I remember this. He's like, I really see a future. I know you're young, but
yeah,
I think you're really mature. And it was saying all these, like, great things. And I remember being like, Jesus, physical boyfriend, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And then he actually did just disappear.
Just disappear. I think he came back like 6 months later. I was like, fuck off. I was leave me alone. At that point, I was like 18. I was like, I'm 18 now. Like, leave me alone. I know what I'm doing.
What's he doing now? Has he got a girlfriend now? I think he does.
I think they've
massively
broke up,
downgraded. I remember that. Do you remember? I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I do remember that.
Honestly, I was like, you know, because he's not an ugly boy.
He's not,
you know? And then I remember seeing that thinking, Jesus, I think
they've broke up, and I think that's when he messaged me.
Dirty
and
boy.
I was like, ew. And then no, I didn't reply to him. I just left it on red. I was like, there you go. That serves you right.
You see, that is what boys can do. I mean,
yes,
he really messed you around. I'm sorry. To plan a date and then to...
Several times.
And then to ignore the fact or not even message you. And then just like that night, be like, well, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I might have cancelled plans or went out of my way to get ready,
and even
mentally prepare myself for this date.
Even for a girl, it's like, well, I washed my hair.
Exactly.
I got ready.
That's the whole process. I thought about what I was going to wear.
Yeah.
And I told all my friends to go on this date. It's embarrassing for you to be like, oh, well, he didn't show up. Oh, he's not messaged me yet. It's absolutely fine. It's not fine at all. That was a weird behaviour.
Weird. Now I think about it.
That's fucking weird. If that happened if we're like 20 odd, I'd be like, what the fuck
is
this behaviour?
But I think we just finished school. I was still 17.
I'm thinking he could have just
been
advantage of your youth and just thinking, oh, she's there. I just mess her around a bit.
Yeah,
you don't treat someone like that.
I
wouldn't do that to my mum. Make plans with my mum. Be like, yeah, I'll see you at 12. And then just ignore her all day. Be like, that. Sorry about that.
Now I think about it, it was so... At the time, I didn't think it was that weird. But looking back, I'm like, what a weirdo.
Socially, that's really not how you go about things.
So I think ghosting is... I think it can't be helped. Like, if someone's going to ghost you, they're just going to ghost you.
I mean, then that's just their... Because personally, if we wanted to end something, you know, say you were seeing each other for a few weeks, we went on a few dates.
Yeah.
You know, yes, it's not that deep. So but if you've been on a few dates, but you owe them the decency to just be like, hi, I think I'm just going to see other people. And I think, you know, we should just be friends. Just a little message takes 30 seconds like that, just to let them know, instead of just disappearing. And they're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Because I do think, like, when someone who ghosts someone is quite cowardly.
Yeah.
Because
it's
like,
almost like you can't just say your truth.
They don't
just
almost like have the guts to be like, I don't want to blah, 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 or I'm going to blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
I think, I do sort of think you should feel sorry for people because it's like, wow, you didn't really have the balls to actually tell me.
Just tell me I'm not the one for you and we can move on with our life.
I know, because everyone deserves an explanation because I think when you're ghosted, you're left with so many questions.
But also, you start doubting yourself and you're like, oh my God, I wasn't good enough. He must have thought I was ugly. You must have found someone prettier.
Yeah.
He didn't respect me because it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Like, if he can't, you know, respect you enough to just let you down nicely or just tell you the truth, then that would really affect me. I'd be like, oh my God, he really didn't like me at all. Like,
at all.
This has all been like a waste of time. Like, he really thought I was nothing and that I didn't owe, you know, it makes you feel like that. And to them, it's just like, oh, I just ignore it. It's fine. No, it's not fine because, you know, and doing it to a boy as well, it's not nice.
No, I don't like it.
You know?
Because I think especially like today when you literally, if you want to do it by text, just do it by text. You don't have to meet up with them and whatever.
No.
But literally a 30 second.
Yeah, you don't have to have this big breakup scene like in a coffee shop.
A 2 second text
literally
just makes all the difference to that other person.
Because they'll be like, okay, fair enough, understand, see you around.
I have my reason. Like, everyone needs a reason.
See you around.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's been a few dates, like, please, or like a few months, like, just the decency.
And I think if you have been ghosted, just know you're not the only girl in the world that has been ghosted.
And also, I'm sorry, this weirdo guy who said his phone's going to die. He texts you in
weird.
The morning. Couldn't he just be like, hey, babe, you know, we've had a great few dates. This is all it takes.
I know.
On text, you can fucking voice note it. It takes 30 seconds. We've had a great few dates. You're a great girl. But I'm just going to see other people, see how it goes.
Yeah.
I think we're greatest friends, so, you know, see you around. We'll see what happens in the future. Do you know, just something.
Take care.
See you around.
That's it.
And then you'll be like, oh my God, you know, it was quite a nice letdown.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for that. We've had some great times.
Yeah.
See you around. Hopefully you find what you're looking for.
Because chances are, one day you're going to run into this boy and it's going to be like, hi.
It's going to be like, hi, so.
So what happened to you? Right?
Let me see
your phone back on.
I've got a great technician who can bring it back to life if that's...
But sometimes I do think that when people get... Because this is actually what I realised, yeah. Right? When I was going on some dates with this guy, I remember him saying, like, yeah, I'm going to uni. Like, literally, like, next month or
Wasn't
something.
Wasn't it, like, in the summer then?
And I remember, as soon as he started uni, he was posting pictures with this girlfriend. So it's literally all coming back to me. I remember thinking then, like... Oh, I wonder if you had a girlfriend at the time.
Shit.
And that's why you ghosted me. So do you know what I mean? Like maybe, I think
also,
sometimes...
maybe he thought you were a really easy girl who he could have just maybe had some fun flings with.
And realised I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
And realised that you were like this pretty serious, like, you know, I actually want a boyfriend. Like if something's going to come out of this, like I'm not going to do things with you unless it's like absolutely...
Yes.
You know, I trust you and it's like, you know, we've got this.
So I think
respect.
A lot of the time... People ghost people if they've maybe in a relationship on the side.
Yeah.
If they have a relationship
yep.
and then maybe they're talking to you online, it's all been online. Yeah, yeah. And then it's
their
maybe
girlfriend's in another city or
like,
something.
Fuck, my girlfriend's gonna go on my phone. I need to block, I need to delete, blah, blah, blah. That panic. And then they just like, God, I need to disappear. Like that was a close call.
Like,
she nearly caught me.
I feel like that almost makes things worse because you could have been psycho then and be like, where is he? Where are messaged all his friends, messaged all people that you know he knows and stalk him. And that could have made things worse for the situation instead of him just being like, sorry, I'm just going to have to lay this to bed, you know? And that's all you need. Anyway.
But everyone gets ghosted. I think you've just got to think, look, what an idiot. I'll get over it.
I'm sorry, but what a loser, seeing his phone's dead.
What a loser.
Loser. Like, absolute minger. Yeah. Loser. Whatever, minger.
Minger.
Loser.
We're doing the hand signals with our fingers.
Whatever, minger. Get out of here. We don't want you here anymore.
We don't want you here.
Don't let them get the best of you.
Right, this one is really interesting, okay? So who remembers, like, a few episodes back where we had a best friend who had two other best friends?
This is fascinating.
But the two other best friends didn't really know each other, and basically one of the boyfriends was going with the other.
Right.
So this one is similar.
Yep.
So she said, so basically, in a previous girls' bathroom episode, there was a situation with one girl and her two best friends,
mm-hmm.
where one friend was speaking to the other's boyfriend, and the best friend was in the middle.
Yep.
So personally, I am in a similar situation. However, I am one of the girls.
So she is the girl that is with the ex of the friend.
Yeah.
Right.
This is from my point of view. Basically, my best friend, Sally, has another best friend.
Josephine. That was a lot. I don't know. Where did that name come from? I'm so sorry.
So Josephine was seeing a guy on and off for 2 years. However, she ended it and moved on. I am now seeing her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
We are not yet in a relationship as we're still getting to know each other.
Yep.
Sally is trying to encourage me to tell Josephine.
Right.
I know and understand that the whole situation is wrong, but at the end of the day, everybody is somebody's ex, and I've really fell for this boy.
Yep.
At some stage in life, you have to make a decision to be selfish or be unhappy.
Yep.
And although you wouldn't be unhappy forever, being happy and content in this moment is important to me. And I choose a selfish decision. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I don't think I'm a bad person. Yes, I would tell Josephine, but nothing is 100% official yet. So what really do I have to say?
I think this girl has really opened our eyes.
She said, it's not hard keeping it a secret. I just feel as though I am putting Sally in a difficult situation.
And she understands that. Like,
she understands that.
I think she's really opened our eyes because it's like, oh my God, do you know what? Somebody is everyone's like. In general, girl code still needs to apply.
It does.
In general, it's like if Sophia broke with her boyfriend and I pounced her away, that is not cool.
No.
That is just basic girl code. But we've got to think. This girl actually isn't directly friends with the ex of the...
Yeah,
They have a middle ground friend, right?
I agree. I'm talking about a lot of my own situations here, but I agree that sometimes you have to be selfish.
100%.
Because I remember, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I remember at the start of my... when it was all sort of kicking off with my relationship, before
the other female,
there was another female in the situation. It wasn't his girlfriend. It wasn't like
serious. But she thought she was.
She thought
she had this hold over him. Like she thought she was like God's gift to him and
basically.
To males in general.
But that wasn't really the case. But I won't go into detail. But I remember thinking like, look, I want to be with this guy. He wants to be with me. And this girl wasn't necessarily a good friend of mine. She was just someone that I worked with.
Yes.
Someone that I was friends with at work.
But you wouldn't be friends outside of work.
Exactly. We had no communication.
Like you chat at work.
I didn't have this girl's number.
No.
Like we weren't
Everyone
has
work, mate.
And I remember thinking like, do you know what? I'm just going to be selfish and I'm just going to do what I want to do or what's going to make me happy.
Yeah.
And then here I am. And thank God I did that because
now I'm
3 years later and I'm happy that I did that.
Exactly.
And so I do agree with you saying that sometimes that you have to be selfish.
I think I do agree with you on that one. Me too. And like, I think you actually don't have any proper ties to the ex-girlfriend. And the thing is, she broke up with him and she moved on.
Yeah.
She can't then be like, oh, but he's locked down.
I still got a claim.
No, I still claim him. No other girls are allowed to touch him that I might remotely know.
Yes.
And that's actually a bit selfish on her part when he needs to find a genuine connection with someone and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so does she. And obviously, the ex-girlfriend wasn't the one for him. She knew that. That's why she broke up with him and has moved on.
Yeah.
It's not like she got broken up with and she's heartbroken still and she can't move on. You know, so I totally get where you're coming from. And I totally think you're not in the wrong. But just tell Josephine.
I think you've really opened our eyes.
100%. I think just like, look, babe, Josephine, you've moved on. You're with Ben, you're seeing him, whatever.
I think if it was your best friend's ex, and it's like, oh. But like, this is...
It's just a friend of a friend. And it's not that deep.
Yeah.
And if she really has an issue with it, you probably don't even have to see her ever again.
And I think realistically, if you're all living in like the same city, everyone knows everyone.
Everyone of the same age group knows everyone. It's exhausting.
It's almost like it's not impossible, but I can imagine that if you're going for someone new, you're absolutely going to know someone that they've been with
or someone is whatever.
Like, yes, you could get a bit more distant from, you know, your best friend's ex, but there's always going to be some sort of tie.
You're always going to run into someone and it's like, oh God, I used to see her.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
That's my ex. Oh, that's your ex over there. Oh, didn't you see him once?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't you?
And
you
like
know?
You've said, like, it sounds like you really think this relationship is going to be worth it.
And you're thinking really maturely about it.
Yeah.
Like you must think there's a future just to be like, you know,
and I think that's
you're really
the difference.
Mature.
It's not like you're like, I'm just sleeping with him, having a bit of fun.
Exactly.
Like you're
like, it's not like you're being nasty. Like, I'm happy to stand on her back.
No.
You know, I know she's upset, but, you know, I'm going to keep sleeping with him.
Yes.
You know, it's like, there's a difference.
Like, you seem to have a really genuine connection and actually... This guy's making you happy and it sounds like it's really genuine. I think that makes a difference.
Because you both need to be happy. And at the end of the day, this girl moved
Everybody
on.
Everybody is someone's ex.
You can move on. No one's telling you that you're not allowed to be with someone.
But in terms of if you should tell the friend...
To be honest, I mean, she's not directly your friend, but maybe just out of decency, like you will look like the better person if you're like, hi, Josephine, you know, just to let you know. Instead of her finding out through a second party, it actually is a bit more mature for
Coming
you to just
you.
Tell her. Just tell her, you know, and just tell her. And most likely
and
she'll be
you know,
fine with it.
You know what you're expecting. You're probably going to get a bad response,
exactly.
But you know that.
She'll probably be like smiley and fine to your face. Like, what's she going to do? Punch you? Like, no. But like inside, she's probably like, oh, you know, it's going to hurt her because it was her ex. She did have feelings for him.
Yeah.
But I think tell her because definitely better coming from you.
100% than someone else.
Definitely better than it coming from your other best friend as well.
Yeah.
Because then that's just going to get messy and all. Like, she might be like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Even though you're not that close, she might just be like, you should have told me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving on to the next one. Hey, girlies. Just a quick note, you girls are absolutely amazing. Wow, what a lovely compliment.
Wow, that's incredible. Sophia, thank you so much.
We're amazing. Wow, thank you. What tips do you have for getting over someone who has moved on really quickly after cheating and have taken a lot longer to move on? And you have taken a lot longer to move on.
So they've moved on a lot quicker than you have.
So this gal, her boyfriend cheated on her. He's moved on.
And she's
and
not.
And she can't. Well, she's obviously heartbroken. She's been cheated on. And how do you build up your confidence again after the breakup, making you feel really self-conscious? Right. Well, I have to realise.
I think this is always, when people break up, it's like, who's going to get in a relationship first? Who's going to move on quicker?
It's almost like it's a competition. And there's rivalry because most of the time breakups turn nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they don't, but most of the time they do because
there's a lot of feeling. Love is very close to hate.
It's a lot of feelings come out there and then love can quickly turn to hate like
yes.
that. But it's like you're just angry and upset and so you're just like...
Rah! So much emotion.
You know? But I think, right, he cheated on you. He, in his mind, the relationship had ended way before it did.
Yes, you know, because he cheated.
He was already emotionally disconnected from you.
Yeah.
Probably... you know, a few months before he cheated on you.
Yeah.
Because you don't just do that.
No.
So
that explains.
So you have to realise that this boy, you know, he wasn't in love with you. You're not going to cheat on someone if they love them.
Yeah. And he's moved on quicker because like Chintzy was saying,
yeah.
for him, it ended a lot sooner than it actually did.
Exactly.
Like just because you broke up, let's say, in July. It could have been over mentally for him.
In January. Say
I mean, yeah, that's quite a long time.
Or Feb.
I was thinking more like May.
Right.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's had a lot longer to kind of cut the ties.
You know, you probably did not notice that. Like
yes.
he probably mentally, like, you know, emotionally distanced himself or just small things you probably didn't notice. He was still so in love and blah, blah, blah.
But I think it shouldn't be a competition. I know it is. Like, oh, I've moved on. You've not moved on yet.
No,
ha-ha,
but
I'm better
like,
off without you.
The best thing to do is to just cut everything off.
Like,
you don't need to see their
everything.
Do not go to the same clubs they're going to.
No.
Do not be around all his mates and just do not be near him at all, whether that's on social media or in real life.
Yeah.
Because that is just going to make you feel worse. You know, because you're going to see things like, I remember
yeah.
when my sister and her boyfriend broke up, they were going to the same clubs and she was seeing things and then she was wanting to do things and it was just
it's competition.
Messy. It's competition and then
so I'm over you. No, I'm over you.
And then there's
no,
just
I'm
more
over you.
Tears
yeah.
when, you know, that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
That it could have been avoided.
Yeah.
And I think...
I think...
But you have to realise that he cheated on you. You know, you need to think, look, he wasn't one for me. Everything happens for a reason. I'm going to move on. I'm going to come out of this stronger.
Mm.
You know, he treated me bad. I deserve way more. That's what you have to tell yourself first. I deserve way more than that. Not like, I want him back. I love him so much. No, because he's just going to treat you shit again.
Yeah.
He's just going to... There's no trust left. It would never work. And you just have to tell yourself that and just be like, okay, it's not happening.
Yeah.
He's shit.
And also, I think you need to realise that his life is none of your business anymore.
Exactly.
Like, he's your ex. Like, and you go separate ways. Like, you should have nothing to do with him.
And
like, you shouldn't even know that he has a new girlfriend.
Exactly. And you need to tell your friends to not...
Don't tell his name.
Yes, say he's posted a picture with a girl. Fine, that's great.
Don't get your friends. Look, babe, I've seen this. Don't send me a screenshot. I don't want to see that.
You don't need to hear.
No,
you need to tell everyone around you. I don't want to hear his name. I don't want. I don't know. I don't care what he's doing.
Yeah,
and then that
will
help
out.
You. And then in terms of building your confidence again after a breakup, and feeling self-conscious, because you know it's different when you're single, and when you're in a relationship, you feel nice and just like, oh, someone loves me. Then now you've got to almost put yourself out there again. But I don't think you should straight away, just because he's got a girlfriend, don't be like, I need to get out there.
No. Don't go and find a boyfriend because your ex has got a new girlfriend.
That's absolutely the worst thing you can do. You're just going to find a shithead who's rubbish.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to be good. You need to force it.
Stop seeing it as a comp. And we all need to as well. Stop seeing it as
a competition.
Because it's not. Like, it's your ex, so you now have separate lives. Your lives should not be intertwining, overlapping. You should have nothing to do with him anymore. You should not know his business.
You should not be communicating with him.
Not checking up. Like, literally block social media, block numbers. Like,
block.
What do
Delete,
you need that
block.
For?
So even if he called you, you didn't even know what number it is.
Yeah, because that's just going to bring it back. Like, you don't want to get over him and then he drunk calls you on it and it all comes flooding back.
You need him to not be able to call you. Because even though you may want him to call you and you just want to talk to him because you miss him, no.
It's not going to happen.
Because he's bad.
Yeah.
He's just going to cheat on you again. He's just going to break your heart. It's going to make you feel worse.
If anything, it's almost... It's never a good thing to be cheated on, but you need to find the anger in that and get angry
and see
and
the
be like,
good
oh, what
in
an
it.
Idiot. Like, thank God I'm not with you anymore.
Because
like, I feel sorry
did this
for your
me.
New girlfriend. Like, I feel sorry for her.
That's how you need to think.
Because she's going to get cheated on. And you need to literally be like, wow, I am so lucky to have escaped that relationship
with that weird
cheater. And thank God I found out
about
it.
And then you've just got to be like, it wasn't even that good looking anyway.
Yeah.
And he was a bit weird.
Yeah.
And also, this girlfriend, yes, he might be walking proud with this new girlfriend. He probably doesn't even like her.
He's
doing this all for face.
Yeah.
You know, he's found this, you know, mediocre girl who it probably is, you know, and it's just jumped on her because he wants to be like, I've moved on. And he probably wants to make you feel shit. And he's obviously... He's doing it out of spite. He doesn't love this girl. You know,
chances are he doesn't.
Chances are he's just doing it for, you know, that reason.
To get back at you.
To get back at you and to just, like, make you feel shitter.
Because he knows you're going to be checking up on him and seeing what he's doing. He's not
stupid.
You need
to get all your best friends to unfollow him also.
Oh, yeah.
And block him.
Yeah.
So that he can't contact them in any case.
Yeah.
And all your family. Just because he's not good for you. And that's what you need to realise first. And then confidence again, you just need to focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Eat the right things. Make yourself feel better. Do things that make you feel good, like going to the gym or your favourite activity.
Fun. Like,
go
do
to the
fun
cinema.
Things.
You know, if you want to go out with your friends. Don't think about guys.
Get a really nice dress that you feel really good in. Like, you know, just really make, like, go and get your nails done.
Treat yourself.
Go shopping.
Yeah.
Like, go and make your, get some fake tan on
get
if that's
facial,
what you like.
Get a spray tan.
Yeah, like, do some, really make yourself feel glam and you're, like, go out and just, get that. I think that will bring your confidence
and
back.
And also, it'll bring you closer to your family. Like, be like, Mum, do you want to go out for lunch?
Yeah.
Dad, should we do this? Sister, should we go here? Should we?
Yeah.
And just really focus on that and just fill your time. It's all about filling your time, staying busy and keeping your mind off things. And just, if you're thinking about other things, you're not thinking about him. Right?
Right. Okay, so this is so nice. Okay. But this isn't a dilemma, but we really wanted to read this email. So this girl said, hey, Sprinchinsia. I just wanted to share something. We all need
this.
To really pay attention here. I just wanted to share something that happened to me the other day, and I think it's really important.
Yeah.
I've been feeling really just down lately, and I've been feeling really low in self-confidence. About 2 weeks ago, a random girl that I'd never talked to before came up to me and complimented my legs. Kind of weird, but I decided just to embrace it. The rest of that day, I was in a really great mood and kept reflecting on the compliment I received.
So nice.
Later that night, I realised what an impact a few positive words had on my day.
Yeah.
I felt really confident about an area of my body that I have never felt confident in, and all it took was 5 simple words from a stranger. Since then, I've made a big effort to try and give everyone I talk to a compliment. I think giving compliments is a really easy way to brighten someone's day and empower them with confidence. So how amazing is that?
Honestly, when we were reading this last night, we were like, oh my God.
So you know, nice.
And just, I think it's beautiful because, you know, compliments...
I think kind words go really, really,
really
far.
Because you can see how far nasty words can go.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, if you get you know, I can still remember some nasty comment that was made when I was in fucking year five. And that sticks with you.
Yeah.
But it's like, you need these kind words.
Yeah, you do.
And that's like, and we need to be giving them out more.
It's like a domino effect.
It is.
Because even like, this isn't really anything to do with it. But like, I notice it like when I'm driving, okay? So say if I'm at a junction and someone lets me out, I'm like, what a kind person to just let me out.
Oh my gosh.
And then at the next, like a few crossroads, I'd be like, I'm going to let this guy out. Look, this was me 2 minutes back. Yeah. I'm going to let him out. And then turn, he's like, thank you.
And like,
he
makes your day.
And then he maybe lets someone else out. I'm like, see?
It's a domino.
It is a domino. Even though that's not really to do with like self-confidence, it's the similar thing.
I think it's really powerful complimenting strangers.
Me too.
Because it's like, I could compliment Sophie, she compliment me. I'd be like,
thanks.
Yeah, whatever. But when it comes from a stranger, you're like, oh my God, this is a stranger who's never seen me before.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might be feeling shit that day. Oh, I don't look my best. Or whatever, and they're like, "You look, you're really beautiful."
Yes.
Or, "Wow, your hair is amazing." Or,
I actually remember before I got my braces, I was really like, my teeth weren't crazy bad, but they weren't like how I wanted them. And I remember I would never like smile with teeth. Like, oh, I hate my teeth. And then I was walking in town one day, and then I can't remember. I think someone said something to me and I smiled with my teeth because I was just like smiling, whatever. And he was like, you have such a nice smile.
Aww.
And I remember thinking like, oh my God, no one has ever said that to me before.
Yeah.
And it really made me feel better about my smile. I was like, oh my God, it really stuck with me and really made me feel like, wow.
Exactly.
That was such a nice thing for him to say.
Yeah. Because I feel like if my mum gives me a compliment, I'm like, you're sure.
I'm like, you have to give me a compliment.
You fucking gave birth to me. You think I'm the best thing in the world. You know, you think I'm absolutely amazing. But I remember when I used to work in the club and drunk girls...
Yes.
You know, because I'd be serving them whatever.
Drunk girls the best. In the girls' bathroom.
You know, in the girls' bathroom. And I'd be sober, whatever, just slogging along, you know, a bit miserable. And they'd be like, your nose is lovely.
Yeah.
Or they'd be like, you are really pretty. And I'd be like, oh, fucking hell.
Well, thank
that's
you.
So, I'd be like, that's so nice. Here's a free shot.
Yeah.
You know, and it really would. And then I'd feel better after that shift and be like, God, that was actually quite a nice shift.
Yeah.
You know, even though they were drunk, whatever. It's nice.
Kind words.
Kind words go far. And then it actually lifts your spirits and you start hopping and skipping along.
And then
in turn,
you're more likely to give someone else a kind word.
Then I'll go to what's her name and be like, you know, you look fantastic.
Yeah.
You know,
because someone's lifted you up.
Exactly. And I think it's really powerful when it comes from strangers.
Me too.
Yes, it's beautiful coming from people you know when it's like, you know me, you're hot.
Yes.
But from strangers, there's something so powerful.
I think because it's when it's a stranger, it's like, you didn't have to say that.
And it's like you don't know me. What are you going to get about? Get out of. Because it's always like people want things for their own gain.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God, there's that episode of Friends, and I keep referencing Friends, but isn't it the challenge? And Phoebe's like, you need to do something good that doesn't make you feel good.
No, Joey challenged Phoebe.
Yeah, Joey challenged.
And then Phoebe donated all that money. She's like, oh, I feel really good about this. She's like, oh.
Yeah, you're not meant to. It's hard because, you know, sometimes you do good to make yourself feel good, but you're not getting anything out of giving someone a compliment.
No.
Really. But I suppose...
Other than, like, brightening their day.
Right. And that makes you feel good, actually. So there's actually not something good you can do that doesn't make you feel good. So just do good and make you feel good and then feel
good.
And
another person feel good.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's all try and do that.
Let's challenge one stranger a day.
A stranger a day, a compliment.
And if you didn't leave your house that day, then someone you know in your family.
Yeah.
Yeah? One stranger a day. And I want you... to secretly record it. Oh my God, isn't that fun?
Secretly record it and send it.
You know, just like you look, but then that makes it kind of...
Is that kind of weird?
Yeah. But yeah, everyone try and do that. I think it's so beautiful.
Because this girl's... Look how much of an impact it's had on this girl, okay? And I think it's really nice that
she's really impacted us with this email. I thought, oh my God, she's taken the time to send this email to really open our eyes.
Yeah, 100%.
So I hope we've opened your eyes. Aw, I love that one. It's really made me happy.
Me too.
Hi girls, one of the biggest things I struggle with is self-esteem, especially when I'm in a relationship. While I am single, I feel empowered, liberated, confident, and beautiful. However, with my boyfriend, I look at other girls and I think, why is he with me and not with them? I feel ugly, insecure, and it gets me down. I get angry with my boyfriend for liking girls' photos, and then I go psycho stalker mode and start comparing myself to them. It's driving me mad. I end up hating these girls and hating myself and how I look more and more every time I do it. How can I stop this paranoia, and how do I feel empowered again? I want my boyfriend, obviously, but I hate how I feel. I love you both lots and loving the podcast. Thank you.
I think
this is almost a normal feeling, which is sad. But I think a lot of people go through it and you kind of have to just like come out the other end.
Mm.
And it's like, we've said this before, but just because someone else is beautiful doesn't take away from your beauty.
And I think the most important thing is that your self-esteem and like your self-confidence,
it all comes from within,
and how you feel about yourself, that's totally up to you. Like
all
no one can, you know, as much as like, yes, compliments lift us up.
Yes.
No one can really, you know, it's up to you to
look in the mirror and be like, do you know what? I feel fantastic.
Yeah, like no one can really give you permanent long-term self-esteem.
Because it's like,
only going to come from you.
Exactly. Your boyfriend could tell you you're beautiful every single day of your life and you're just like, oh, that's nice, that's nice.
Yes.
But you could totally disregard it and you're just like, yeah, but I feel ugly. Like,
yes.
But in myself, oh no, but I just feel shit.
Yeah.
You know, it all comes from you. And
no one can give you self-esteem.
No
one can give you self-confidence.
I think it's really hard to build, but
it's
you can
really
do it.
Hard to build.
Like, I think when I was 15, 16, so insecure. Oh my God, like heads down, like not making eye contact.
Yeah.
You know, thinking all those things. You think, oh my God, everyone's looking at this. Everyone's looking at that. No, they're not.
You
know, oh my God, I just feel, oh, everyone's looking at my arms or, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're really not. And they just want you to smile and be confident and let's have a good time.
Because confidence makes you so much more attractive, I think.
It does.
I think someone who's confident.
If you can walk into a room and be like, hi, how are you? Like,
yes. Confidence goes such a long way.
It's hard. Like,
it's
we
really
both
hard.
Didn't used to be confident at all. And now we're sat here fucking, we're doing a live freaking show. Like,
oh,
we're going to do
I'm
that.
So scared.
We need
for
some
that.
Fucking advice, Scott, because do you know what? If we're a bit shaky, I'm going to be shaky.
I'm going to be so scared.
But then, oh my God.
I think we'll just get into it.
Yeah. But it's going to be.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it.
Oh my God. Do we like black out the audience so we don't see them, or should we see all their faces? What's going to make it better?
I don't know.
Because you know how we used to do ballet shows and it'd be like, oh, it's fine. It's like a black
screen.
Like you couldn't actually see anyone out there. You could only see like the first row.
I know.
But then do we like light that up so we can see?
I don't know. We could think about that.
We've got a few months for that.
We've got a few months. But yeah, I think, like we were saying, no one can give you self-esteem. And I know it's a really hard thing to do.
It really, yeah.
To really try and have like inner peace and inner happiness and just feel really good about yourself
every day.
It's not an easy
because,
thing to do.
You know, you might feel amazing about yourself one day and then, you know, a bit
that
shit the
change.
Next day. But then you think, all right, I felt great yesterday. And now I looked at this picture of this girl and now I feel rubbish.
Mm.
But it's like, but why? Because
yeah.
I felt great yesterday, you know, so why now do I feel shit? I should be feeling great all the time. And that's mm-hmm. how you need to think. And I think self-esteem does take time.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what? So, you know, you may see some girls at school who are like, rah, 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 rah. We knew those girls who were so confident all the time. You know, they could bounce around and get their bellies out or whatever. And they were so confident. They could talk to boys. They could talk to teachers. And they could talk to anyone. And literally, and then you're like, oh my God, how is she doing that? When you'd literally be scared to put your hand up.
Yeah.
You know? But I think you need to not be like, oh, I wish I was more like her.
No.
Like, you just can't compare yourself, and self-esteem comes. You're going to have experiences and you're going to focus on yourself and do things that make you feel happy. And, you know, if going to the gym and just running or, you know, endorphins and, you know,
I think
there's
it's
a lot of things you can do.
I think practice makes perfect.
Definitely.
And I think it's something that you really have to make a decision to work on.
And you have to change for yourself.
You do.
Like,
and
you
I think,
can't be like, oh, your boyfriend, you need to tell me I'm beautiful more.
No.
Because that's not, yes, it's lovely and he finds you beautiful.
It's down to you.
It's down to you.
So it's something that you need to get up and think, right, I'm going to really try and make myself feel good today. And be kind to myself today.
Kind.
So it's like happy thoughts, you know, kind words, happy thoughts. You have to really make the conscious effort and the conscious decision to be like, I'm going to try and do this. And the more you do it, the more it will be routine. The more it will be routine, the more naturally it will come.
Yeah.
The more naturally it comes, the more you're having to think about it.
The less you'll be thinking negatively about yourself and the more you'll be thinking positively about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, what, look, a stranger's not, like, Sophia's not going to be nasty to me. Why am I going to be nasty to myself?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, why are we so hard on ourselves and so nasty about ourselves and to ourselves?
But when so we'd easily never be, nice to other
and
people.
And so easily nice and offering and generous and kind to other people. Like, yeah. Why is it like that? We should be, if anything, we should be
The opposite.
We should be more fucking kind to ourselves. Shouldn't we? Yeah. We should be, like, more kind to, why are we putting more energy into other people?
Should be putting it into yourself.
We should put, because we're going to be living in this
body. You can't
body.
Pour from an empty cup.
No, exactly. We're going to be living in this body for, what, maybe, hopefully, about at least 90 years. Or something.
Hopefully, yeah.
Maybe 100. I would like to live
apparently,
till 100.
Apparently, we're going to live till over 100.
Do you know, I'd love that.
See, I just see myself getting old.
But I hope when we're 100 or whatever, we're not like just like out of life.
Vegetables.
You know, just like nothing. Mm-hmm. But I still want to be vibrant.
Me
and
too.
Like doing things.
Me too.
I don't, because then there's like, well, is life worth living if you just...
Quality of life.
Quality of life. There's that debate, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, is it worth living if your quality of life is... Anyway,
minimal.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different
Isn't
thing, which we don't have to get into.
We talked about that,
in school. Yeah.
Euthanasie. And l'avortement.
Yeah.
L'avortement.
That means abortion in French. L'avortement.
And euthanasie. Anyway, that's too serious.
We don't have to get into
euthanasie.
That.
But all comes from within. And I think, oh my God, I followed a really great Instagram the other day. And I think you all should actually as well. So it's called Self Care is for Everyone. And this is a self care station. It's on Instagram. So if Instagram is making you feel a bit shit,
go on here.
And follow the girls that are making you feel a bit shit.
Yeah.
Follow the people who empower you and post great things on their story and are real, whatever. And this is a great page to follow. And it's like just nice little things. Like, there's a nice little thing like, you matter.
Oh.
And there's this thing here, a mini pep talk. You can do it. Even though sometimes you doubt yourself, even though at times it can feel so overwhelming, do not worry. Breathe, trust yourself, know what you are capable, and you are going to absolutely smash it.
Nice things to have it, coming on your feed.
Just so nice things. It's like, you are not a reflection of the people who can't love you. Just lovely things, like just popping up on your timeline.
Yes.
So I think, you know, follow more things like that and just like fill your mind with more positive things.
Yes.
It really just comes down to you at the end of the day. Oh, there's that app called Calm. And it like gives you like nice things, and it's like almost like a meditation thing.
I don't
thing.
Know about this
But
app.
I think it can calm you down before bed, and it can
like
give
a sleeping
you
app.
Not necessarily just sleeping, but just like almost like calm, like for anxiety or if you're feeling a certain way, go check it out, Calm app.
Okay, so to finish off, right?
Oh my God, it's the last one of the
season. We're gonna just talk about getting the ick. Because I feel like it's a lot of, especially like in relationships,
I think
feel like sometimes people just get the ick. And we had this girl who was dating these guys, but then like every sort of like 2 months, 3 months, she would just get this ick and be like, ugh! I don't want to be with you anymore. Get me out of here.
I think it's like semi a good thing because you're not settling. And you're thinking, you're actually just like, ooh, actually, you're actually not the one for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, ooh. That doesn't sit well with me. You're like, oh, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit... Because it's like at the beginning, it's like you're testing the waters.
At the beginning, it's almost like you're looking through things like rose-tinted glasses.
Yes, exactly.
And I said, oh, it's so exciting. Everything's so new.
Like
who is
kiss
this person?
And
yes.
All that excitingness.
But then eventually it's like, oh, wait a minute. Like now I'm like oh,
now I'm actually seeing
bit...
things clearly and I'm not just like excited about, you know, well, second date.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, maybe. But I think it's a good thing because,
getting the,
you know, you had fun, but then you're like,
but
oh,
I also
actually.
I also think that you can get the ick in long-term relationships.
Interesting.
I don't think it's necessarily something that...
See, when I think of it, I genuinely see it as like a few weeks, few months, like
but
first
I remember
few dates.
On, it was a TV show. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And she'd been with her boyfriend for like 2 years and she was like, I feel like I'm just getting this ick. And she was like, things are starting to annoy me, which never annoyed me before. Like,
interesting.
He's being really nice, but that's somehow like
annoying
me a bit. But I think
that's just like growing apart. Like her.
No, but they got back to like they got through it. That's what
right.
I'm saying. So I do think that the ick can also happen in longer term.
Yes. So that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Like just
it's kind of scary.
I couldn't imagine being like, oh, that's just made me feel,
yeah,
you know? But I think
it
it's
must
natural.
Happen.
And like, you know, if it's in the first few months, then maybe just like leave it.
Like, and I think if you're thinking like, why am I always getting the ick? Like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
It's just that the chances are the people that you're meeting and the people aren't that you're right getting people. To know aren't the right people.
Because you won't be getting the ick. You'd literally be like, right this person. Is amazing. He's yeah. so great. We had our first kiss. We've been on 4 dates now.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with him so far.
Yes.
But obviously, you know, maybe like 5 dates down the line, you are seeing something wrong about the person. That's fine. That's normal.
And also, you have to really try not to like overthink it. Because especially if you're thinking like, yes. when am I going to get the ick? I'm going to get the ick like next week. The ick, yeah. I'm going to get it.
Like, oh, this
then
is gonna...
chances are you're going to get the ick and be like
exactly.
freak yourself out. So... if you are worried, like, oh, I just can't seem to just be happy and just find someone, stop thinking, like, I'm going to get the ick.
But also stop
I'm gonna get it.
Obsessing over finding the one.
Yes.
Because then you're going to be getting the ick more because you're going to be finding these boys who aren't right. Then you're just going to get sick of them.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get more down and be like, where is my Prince Charming?
Mm-hmm.
When really you just need to chill out, sit back, relax.
Enjoy the ride.
He's going to swoop in and don't stress about it because you're going to fall in love and then you're not going to get the ick and you're going to like him a lot and it's going to be fine. So
nice.
I think just don't be grabbing these guys just because you're like
for the sake of it.
Finding something because then you're just going to be like, you're weird. You're not the one for me. Ooh, why'd you
yeah.
do that? Like, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you click with people. Like, yes, in the beginning, a lot of things can be good, but you don't know them. Like,
you don't know
it's
them.
All fun or whatever. You're going out a lot or, I don't know.
Going crazy.
And then, but then when you actually get down to the nitty gritty, like, oh, you're not the person. You're not, like, the
when you actually
you're not
start
right for me.
To, like, live life together.
Yeah. Living life together.
And not that's, just, like,
when it's
oh,
like
we're going on a
life.
Date, we're going on a date, like, oh, I'll take you here, I'll do it. But actual normal, like, going to do a food shop.
Yes.
And, like,
going
you know,
to the gym.
Not
or...
going out every weekend,
yes.
not going on dates every weekend. Because, you know, a lot of people don't. Like, just being no. at home and just living.
Yeah.
I think that, I'm not saying necessarily you have to live together to know someone, but just having normal life,
together.
Not super exciting life.
Yeah, when it's, like,
is...
not the super exciting, like,
dating
yeah. fun times,
mm-hmm.
you know, the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
That I feel that's quite natural if you're then like, oh, you know. But don't mix that up with just like...
Feeling settled
in the honeymoon period going and then you're like, oh, I don't like you anymore. Just because you want it to be all fun and exciting.
I think the ick is more like, you're annoying me.
Yes, and you're weak.
Like,
yes.
You're, I don't yes. want to like kiss. You're, I've got the ick. Like,
oof.
You're icky to me now.
Ew.
I think that's what it is. Okay, so we're going to end on our quote.
Oh,
okay.
This is the last quote of
this
the
is a
week.
Really, we've said this on one of our videos before,
yes.
but
this is a classic.
This is more of like a little story rather than a quote. So this is one of my all-time favorites.
This
and
is
it's
literally
good.
A classic.
It's really good if you're kind of stressing and you feel like you're maybe going a bit slower than other
yes.
people your age and you're comparing yourself
yes.
to someone else who's your age and looks so put together, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. So... I know people who graduated college at 21 and didn't get a salary job until they were 27.
Yep.
I know people who graduated at 25 and already had a salary job. I know people who have children and who are single. I know people who are married and had to wait 8 to 10 years to be parents.
Yeah.
I know people who are in a relationship and love someone else. I know people who love each other and aren't together. There are people waiting to love and be loved. My point is, everything in life happens according to our time and our clock. You may look at your friends and some may seem to be ahead or behind you,
mm-hmm.
but they're not. They are living according to the pace of their clock. So be patient. You're not falling behind. It's just not your time.
This is literally the Bible.
It literally is.
Like, the thing is, right, you look around and you see everyone living their lives and doing their own thing. It's like, oh my
yes.
God, they've got engaged. She's had a baby. Oh my God.
Like, she's my age. Wow,
yeah.
Should I be getting to that at my
but,
age?
Like, you should be thinking, like, that you have to be doing the same thing. Oh,
no.
Shit. Like, you shouldn't then reflect that onto yourself and compare yourself to them.
Yes.
You know, you should just be like, wow, baby over here, fun.
Yes.
I haven't got a boyfriend
like,
yet, but it's fine.
Yes.
But I'm going on a date with Ben on Monday,
yeah.
you know, maybe.
And
but,
just because someone else is doing something before you, that doesn't then mean that you're behind.
No, because you're still moving. Like we
yes.
said before, like you're still moving and you're going towards what you want.
Yes.
You're just going a bit slower, you're just doing a bit differently, or
yeah.
you're just taking a detour, right?
Yeah. So it's not that we shouldn't, like, I know we had an email before of a girl being like, I'm 25, like, yeah. I've not got my life together. Yeah. Other 25-year-olds have.
Does it matter?
Like, it doesn't matter, though, because you're going at your own, that's what it's saying, you're going at your own
pace. As long as you're still moving, there's nothing wrong with it. Yes, there's an issue if you're, like, stagnant and you're, like, you know, not moving
up.
Or you've given up. Don't give up.
No.
Keep going. Keep trying. And you're going to get whatever you want.
Because the clock's still ticking.
You're still moving. As long as you're still moving.
TikTok.
Fine.
But I love that quote. It's one of my favourites. It's really reassuring, I think.
I feel
really calming.
Some people should have that as their screensaver.
Me too.
Like if you're at uni or whatever, if you're taking a gap year, because sometimes you think, oh, I'm not going to take a gap year because I'm going to go behind. But it's like, no, what's
your
the
own
rush?
Clock.
If you want to take a gap year and explore and experience life, you know, away from uni or whatever, do it.
Yeah.
It's your own clock.
You're not falling behind.
No one's telling you when you have to do things. Mm-hmm. Yes, society is and whatnot. And, you know, maybe your parents are pressurizing you or whatever. Like, you need to get married or you need to find a proper job or just do what you want and everything will work out.
Everything
will work out, whatever you're doing. Promise.
So thank you very much for listening.
Jesus. Oh my god. Okay.
I can't believe it. I'm actually really sad this is the last episode. But we are gonna be back.
We're
gonna be back with season two later on in the year. So please stay tuned.
So this is just a little interval, as you will.
A little break.
We're still present on the YouTubes.
And if you follow us on Instagram at The Girls Bathroom, we're gonna be still being very active on there.
And you'll know exactly when we're back. Any surprises.
We've got some things happening before season two comes out.
Yes.
So we're going to keep you updated on there.
But
so
also on our personals, we'll be posting
100%.
All that shit.
So we really hope you enjoyed season one. Thank you everyone who's listened.
Yes. I please tell us if you enjoyed it.
Please review. Keep rating it. Keep reviewing it.
Because it helps us know what we're doing right or doing wrong, what we'll need to change.
Because this is new for us.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And we have the creative control
here. I can't believe we've completed a whole season.
I remember when this was just an idea and now we've done our whole first season.
I remember like, yeah, you should do a podcast. And I was like, yeah, mate, that'll happen in, you know, 5 years' time.
Yeah.
And we've done the first season. It's actually
crazy.
Jesus.
But please keep reviewing it because if you guys for season two want
and
us to do something else,
re-listen.
Keep re-listening.
If you're struggling, like,
go back.
Listen to your favourite eps. Tell us what your favourite eps are. Yeah. I'd love to know, actually.
And if you guys want us to do something different with season two, let us know and we can do that.
We have a few ideas. We do want to change it up. We want to keep it along the same lines.
Yes.
Because this is what we love.
We want to get some more guests on that are really going to bring something to the
table. We're thinking good guests.
You can stay tuned for.
But stay tuned.
So we were back later in the year. Please follow us at The Girls Bathroom on Instagram.
And we'll see you. Have a good summer. Oh my God, it's summer.
Have an amazing summer.
It's fine.
Oh my God, this last episode comes out the day after my birthday.
Jesus.
Happy birthday to me from yesterday.
Enjoy August. Enjoy September.
We'll be back before you know it.
We will be back before you know it. It will actually go so great. You're just going to have a good summer.
And if anyone's going to go into uni, good luck. I hope you make lots of friends.
It will be
fine. I hope you really settle in. New jobs. Good luck.
It'll be exam results. It's fine. Oh, actually, they will have already happened. Oh, no, actually, they get them in July.
August, I think, isn't it?
Oh, I think it might be like the 28th of July.
If your results didn't go as planned, don't worry, neither did mine.
Don't worry. Like, we're fine. We worked out absolutely fine.
Everything works out in the end.
Oh, I got an E in French.
Yeah, I got a U in
summing.
We didn't
get into uni, so.
No, we didn't. But it's not a problem. So we love you lots. Thank you so much for season one. We are so grateful for all your listens. It really means a lot to us.
And we'll see you sooner than you think
with season two.
Bye.
Kiss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.